a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Students, at the end of time, when all of us, when everybody who has ever lived stands before God, who is going to be the worst off? Who's going to be in the worst predicament, standing before God and about to be judged? Our Lord tells us today, it's not just those who've done bad things. He says it's those who've done bad things and teach other people to do bad things. And we're sitting here and we think, gosh, I would never do that. I would never go out and show somebody, hey, here's how you do something really bad so that you can do it. But what we don't realize is we don't have to go show somebody how to do bad things. They follow our example. So if somebody sees us doing something we shouldn't be doing, we're teaching them how to do that. So for example, if you're on the playground and you use bad language, everybody around you who hears you say things you should not be saying, you're teaching them to say those things. Or if you're in the classroom and you cheat on a test, everybody who sees you cheat, you're showing them how to cheat. So you're spreading something bad. Students, we want to be those who at the end of time when we stand before God, we just didn't do good things, but we taught others to do good things. There's a movie out on Our Lord right now, a beautiful new film, and one of the Roman centurions, a Roman soldier who encounters Jesus, in the movie he says, "I met him and my entire life changed. I met him and I was totally transformed just by encountering that man." Students, how incredible it would be if people would one day say that about us. Today in the church we celebrate the feast of St. Catherine Drexel. She died in the year 1955. When she was 33 years old, she inherited what is the equivalent today of $100 million. If you had $100 million, what would you do with it? A kindergartner, Isaac. Buy something. What would you buy, Isaac, with $100 million? If you could buy anything you wanted to buy. Andres. Buy the church, Andres. You're going to have a high place in heaven. CJ? Give it to charity. Okay, we got great kids. So that's what Catherine Drexel did. She had $100 million. You know what she did? She established schools for Catholic children who could not go to school otherwise. For Native Americans and for African Americans. So think of this. She established schools so that she could teach young people how to do good things. So thousands and thousands and thousands of young people benefit. She taught them how to do good things so they would teach others. Think when Catherine Drexel stands before God, she's going to be one of those who he said, "You didn't just do good things, but you taught others to do good things." Let's ask our Lord for the grace today that we would choose to lead by example so that someone could look at our lives and say, "That's the kind of person I want to be."